game one after a layoff like that is you know, just kind of getting your timing back and stuff. How did things feel after game two for you?
I think we as a team played very well, and the result of that is maybe not a whole lot of action on my end. And sometimes those games can be the more challenging as a goalie. I think it's definitely a good challenge to get a couple of those. One, because it means like the team is doing a really good job, and also kind of for me to deal with that kind of like it's a mental challenge trying to stay focused throughout the game.
Yeah, you didn't see a real shot in the second for the first 17 minutes. Then now you got a power play to deal with. That's got to be one of those challenging things.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, that it's a good problem to have as a goalie. So for me, it's all about just finding a way to try to stay mentally sharp in there. And just like we play so well, and we definitely earned these 2 points here.
Is it when you have those kind of games where you don't have as many shots and you want to focus mentally more, how does that work maybe for you in terms of that, in terms of all of a sudden there's a rush, or all of a sudden there's a, you know, the guys are in the zone, or like the power play, how do you kind of focus that way?
I think the action is going to come your way sooner or later. So I think just like I said, see it as a good challenge, and just try to like talk to yourself a little bit, find small ways to kind of stay ready for it, because it's going to come some action sooner or later.
Is it good to maybe have a game like this when you had such a long layoff, to have that kind of game where you need to almost more focus on the mental side of it versus the actual physical side?
Like I said, I think it's always good, and like it's something that you want to learn how to deal with. Like again, I said it definitely means like the team's doing well, so just good challenge for me, and nice that we came away with the 2 points.
Thank you.
Thank you.